USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California college professor accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her back when they were teens will testify before a Senate committee if her lawyer says she's protected and the conditions are fair. The lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford telling the Senate Judiciary Committee Ford also does not want to be in the same room as the federal judge when she testifies. That's the sound of some demonstrators who are protesting Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. More than 50 of them arrested in protests at the U.S. Capitol yesterday. No motive known for a workplace shooting near Baltimore yesterday. A woman killing three people, wounding three others before fatally shooting herself at a Rite Aid distribution center. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
President Trump's now hinting he's willing to wait until after the midterm elections to get Congress to provide money for his border wall. President Trump's now hinting he's willing to wait until after the midterm elections to get Congress to provide money for a border wall. The Senate approved a spending bill this week that doesn't include such funding. The president has said in the past he'd be willing to shut down the government if Congress doesn't fund that wall with Mexico. The president speaking at a rally last night saying what he really thinks about Democrats.
Today's Democrat Party is held hostage by left-wing haters, angry mobs, socialist fanatics, deep state bureaucrats, and their fake news allies.
A man who shot and wounded two Prince George's County, Maryland police officers won't be charged after police determined the cops had raided the wrong address. This is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
People have been trying to figure out why a federal observatory had been shut down, and we finally have an answer. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
It turns out a child pornography investigation is the reason for the shutdown of the National Solar Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico, earlier this month. It reopened on Monday after it had been evacuated and shut down for 11 days. Federal court documents indicate it was shut down while agents investigated a janitor at the facility suspected of using its Wi-Fi to send and receive child porn. Observatory officials deciding to evacuate it and shut it down because they were worried the janitor might be dangerous to other workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The number of U.S. residents speaking a foreign language at home has reached a record of nearly 67 million. John Clemens has more.
The findings come from the Center for Immigration Studies that reports the number of foreign-speaking U.S. residents is up 7 million since 2010. That has increased by nearly 34 million since 1990. As a share of the population, 21.8% of U.S. residents speak a foreign language at home, roughly double the 11% back in 1980. The largest percentage increase were among speakers of Telugu from a group of people from India that was up 86%. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.